The men will be also coming through that. This is where this kind of style is taking on. And then, so because this is a prelude, now we actually feel like we're starting the real piece, and that's the A material that you remember from last time. Starting with piano alone. Around this idea, and now only the men are singing the A material. And the cello and the clarinet are doubling, and again adding the ornaments. The cello and clarinet go something like this. While the men are singing in the middle. And now we get to the B material again. This time it's longer and slightly different. Sopranos and tenors singing the original melody, but the alto's and the basses come in a lower pitch and slightly later. And it's a complete canon. There's no it's just an exact canon. It sounds something like this. So first of all, we have these two texts that are going to be, we're going to be alternating between those two texts, and sometimes they will be interrupting each other, and eventually they're actually be going at the same time. And so we're starting with altos and basses. And also, the musical materials, the A material, which is, you know, remember the... And the B material, they're also in conflict with each other. So you will hear that one text will be the A material, and the other text will be the B material, and they're going to be alternating with that. And eventually, again, locking together. I wonder how people just sit and pray without busy. Why does each one conversation. And again, very much like the voices, they will be interrupting each other, but eventually play at the same time and building up into another explosion. So I'm going to play that now. Into the music, the piano gives us sort of a bridge into the vocal thing. So now we're in the key, and we're also in the groove. And this is the next book is the alto. And you'll see that this is very much the A material, but this is sort of a substitute for that. And so we have sopranos and altos. There's sort of a symmetry there, if you can see it. So we kind of drop out of our groove, out of our center, to hear these words of wisdom. That's basically what it should feel like.
I don't mind being introduced to any of you. I find it challenging, and sometimes a new melody is more satisfying than
and now we're reaching the big finale, which is a fugue. To those of you who don't know what a fugue is, it's very much like a canon, except sets more complex, and it has many more entrances, and it's and after the imitation happens, things just go kind of in polyphony over one another, and a lot of instances of the same subject. And our subject is, of course, the A material, so we have, we're actually going to be singing, so we're actually going to be singing, this text over this music in a fugue. And the pianist here is going to have a harder time. I'm going to play it slowly, because it's hard for me as well, just so you get a sense. And we have mainly the sort of the subcurrent, the drumming under everything. So just imagine this while I'm singing the next part. You're now actually in the background. The treble choir are singing the main melody. It's really quiet in this section. And I'm going to play on the piano what you guys are going to be singing. And I'll sing the treble choir soprano. This is the basis of the